Further teachings of Lord Chaitanya, the chapter summaries, Adi 4, the confidential reasons for the appearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In this chapter of the epic Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami has stressed that Lord Chaitanya appeared for three principal purposes of his own. The first purpose was to relish the position of Srimati Radharani, who is the prime reciprocator of transcendental love of Sri Krishna. Lord Krishna is the reservoir of transcendental loving transactions with Srimati Radharani. The subject of those loving transactions is Lord Krishna himself, and Radharani is the object. Thus, the subject, Lord Krishna, wanted to relish the loving mellow in the position of the object, or Srimati Radharani. The second reason for Krishna's appearance was to understand the transcendental mellow of himself. Lord Krishna is all sweetness, and Radharani's attraction for Krishna is sublime. And so, to experience that attraction and to understand the transcendental sweetness of himself, Krishna accepted the mentality of Radharani. The third reason that Lord Chaitanya appeared was to enjoy the bliss tasted by Radharani. Krishna thought that undoubtedly Radharani enjoyed Krishna's company, and Krishna enjoyed the company of Radharani. But in the exchange of transcendental mellow between the spiritual couple, it was more pleasing to Srimati Radharani than it was to Sri Krishna. Radharani felt more transcendental pleasure in the company of Krishna than Krishna could understand without taking Radha's position. For Sri Krishna to enjoy in the position of Srimati Radharani was impossible, because that position was completely foreign to Krishna. Krishna is the transcendental male, and Radharani is the transcendental female. Therefore, to know the transcendental pleasure of loving Krishna, Lord Krishna himself appeared as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, accepting the emotions and bodily luster of Srimati Radharani. Lord Chaitanya appeared in order to fulfill these confidential desires, and Lord Chaitanya also appeared to preach the special significance of chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And Lord Chaitanya also appeared to answer the call of Advaita Prabhu. These were secondary reasons. Sri Swarup Damodara Goswami was the principal figure among Lord Chaitanya's confidential devotees. The records of Swarup Damodar's diary have revealed these confidential purposes of Lord Chaitanya. These revelations have been confirmed by the statements of Srila Rupa Goswami in his various prayers and poems. This fourth chapter also specifically describes the difference between lust and love. The transactions of Krishna and Radha are completely different from material lust, and therefore the author has very clearly distinguished between them. Sri Chaitanya Prasadena Tad Rupasya Vinirnayam Balopi Kurute Shastrang Drishtva Vraja Vilasinaha. By the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even a foolish child can fully describe the real nature of Lord Krishna, who is the enjoyer of the pastimes of Vraja, according to the vision of the revealed scriptures. Recorded August 26, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.